Welcome to Bob Crosby's Club 15. 15 minutes of the best in popular music. Starring the Andrews Sisters, Margaret Whiting and the Modernaires, Jerry Gray and his orchestra. Brought to you by Campbell Soups.
That's what Campbell Soups are. Good.
And here's the head man of Club 15, Bob Crosby.
Happy Groundhog Day, everybody, and welcome to the old Club 15 as Laverne, Maxine, and Patty Andrews start looking over a six-leaf clover.
Psst, Bob.
What's that, Patty?
It's a four-leaf clover.
Not since inflation. Six. Oh.
Farewell, every old familiar face. It's time to go.
It's time to go.
It's time to go. I left behind.
She left behind.
So long ago.
So long ago.
Watch Mr. Casey Jones carry this lazy bones. I should arrive in a day. Only wait till I communicate. Here's just what I'll say.
Oh, I'm up and over a four-leaf clover. Sunshine, a second is rain, third is the roses that grow in the lane. No need explaining, the one remaining is somebody I adore. I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that I overlooked before.
One, two, three, four, two, three, four, one.
I'm looking over a four-leaf clover that one overlooked before. One is the sunshine.
Number two
is the rain.
Number three
is the roses that grow in the lane.
No need explaining, the one remaining is somebody I adore. I'm looking over a one, two, three, four clover.
Sunshine,
two,
is the rain,
three,
is the roses that grow in the lane,
four,
is the somebody I adore.
Yes, I'm looking over a one, two, three, four clover I overlooked before.
Wonderful, gals. Say, I see the happy little woodchuck cut back to his hole, huh?
Yes, the groundhog saw his shadow.
That wasn't his shadow.
No?
No, he went back because he got a look at those January bills.
Oh, and that's melancholy.
So is this.
Melancholy. Every morning. Melancholy every night, broken hearted since we have parted. I have nothing but a memory to hold me tight, but I can't wishful dreaming. When I'm dreaming, I always see that you're lonely and melancholy, and you're coming back to me. But but I can't help wishful dreaming. When I'm dreaming, I always see that you're lonely and melancholy, and you're coming back to me.
As all good children know, this morning the groundhog, or woodchuck, came up and looked around. One groundhog I know saw a shadow, which turned out to be Del Shabbat, who said...
looking for something, Mr. Groundhog?
Oh, my. You startled me. What'd you say?
Are you looking for something?
What would you suggest, Mr. Shabbat?
Campbell's tomato soup. On a cold and wintry day, what could be more cheering? Try a hot, delicious bowl full of the soup most folks like best.
Well, it sounds wonderful, but I...
But what?
Well... We groundhogs don't generally eat soup.
Well, it's high time you started. Maybe you'd grow bigger and stronger. Well, look at people.
Yeah, I have. They frighten me.
Well, catch them in a good humor, then. Say, for instance, right after they've had Campbell's tomato soup, made from the summer's finest tomatoes, blended with golden table butter and pert seasoning. Campbell's tomato soup. Mmm, good.
Well, I'll... tell the other groundhogs.
Fine.
I gotta go now. You know, this is my busy day. So long.
Gee, I don't believe it.
Oh, you'll see. Now, wait till he tries Campbell's tomato soup.
Just tried it. Mmm, good.
And the moral is, everybody likes Campbell's tomato soup.
And everybody likes the Andrews sisters, who feel like singing today, but are actually singing mañana.
She is dripping and the fence she's falling down. My pocket needs some money so I can't go into town. My brother isn't working and my sister doesn't care. The car she needs a motor so I can't go anywhere. Mañana, mama, mañana. Mañana is soon enough for me. My mother's always working and she's working very hard. But every time she looks for me, I'm sleeping in the yard. My mother thinks I'm lazy and maybe she's right. I'll go to work mañana, but I gotta sleep tonight. Mañana, mama, mañana. Mañana is soon enough for me. Oh, once I had some money, but I gave it to my friend. He said he'd pay me double, it was only for a lend. He said a little later that the horse, she was so slow. Why he gave the horse my money is something I don't know. Mañana, mama, mañana. Mañana is soon enough for me. Huevo, huevo. My brother took his suitcase and he went away to school. My father said he only learned to be a silly fool. My father said that I should learn to make a chili pot. But then I burnt the house down, the chili was too hot. Mañana, mama, mañana. Mañana is soon enough for me. The window, she is broken and the rain is coming in. If someone doesn't fix it, I'll be soaking to my skin. But if we wait a day or two, the rain may go away. And we don't need a window on such a sunny day. Mañana, mama, mañana. Mañana is soon enough for me. Mañana, mama, mañana. Mañana is soon enough for me.
muchacho, si como. And by the way, Patty, did you see where a radio executive predicts that we'll eventually have radio sets the size of pocket watches?
Fine. You can look for the time and get John's other wife.
You got it. Gee, when you're invited out someplace, they'll tell you to come about quarter past Club 15 to meet Corliss Archer and stay till half past double or nothing.
Imagine reaching in your pocket and getting Frank Sinatra.
You'd think you had a match.
Oh, no.
But you know, they predict these miniature sets will run by sunlight.
Yeah, can't you hear me telling Maxine and Laverne, pardon me while I stick my wrist out the window and see what's happening to young Dr. Malone?
Right. And they say that we'll have pocket sending sets, too. Gee, a guy can wireless a little woman and tell her that he has to work late at the office, you know?
Yeah, and she'll be able to tell him just what she thinks of what he's working on.
Not over the radio.
Well, she could send him a little musical commercial like, I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Well, let's try the old-fashioned broadcasting with Teresa.
Why am I always yearning for Teresa when there is Peggy, Marguerite, and Mary Jane? Why does my heart keep burning for Teresa when I know that loving her is all in vain? Now Peggy is delightful and Marguerite is sweet, and a little smile from Mary Jane can make my day complete. Never there's less, there's only one I dream of. Teresa, Teresa, my love.
Why is he always yearning for Teresa when we have charms and we have arms to love him so, love him so? Why does his heart keep burning for Teresa when we'd give all the world just to have him alone for our boy? Whenever we are near him, our hearts begin to dance, for he looks at us so tenderly, we think we stand a chance. Nevertheless, there's only one he dreams of, Teresa, Teresa, his love.
I haven't found the answer, and chances are I might.
If he knew the way to capture her, his future would be bright. Nevertheless, there's only one we dream of.
Teresa.
Love of Teresa. Teresa, Teresa, my love.
And here's the man who knows his tomato soup, Delbert Eugene Chabot.
Plump, red, ripe tomatoes, gently cooked to a smooth puree, expertly seasoned and blended with golden table butter. Mmm, good. That's Campbell's tomato soup, a dish to have often. At lunchtime these February days, sit down to a bright, savory bowl of tomato soup. Fix it with milk instead of water, say, as an extra delicious, extra nourishing cream of tomato. That would make a fine hot dish to see you through a cold day. Better put Campbell's tomato soup on tomorrow's market list.
Good. That's what Campbell's soup's done.
Time has come to bid you all adieu.
Well, that's twice 15 in the old club ditto. Time to go now, but tomorrow let's all go to the grocer's for some of that soup, huh? That soup that most folks like best, meaning Campbell's tomato soup. Take home a case and take it easy.
Each weekday evening, Campbell's soup bring you Club 15, starring the Andrews sisters, Margaret Whiting and the Modern Heirs, Jerry Gray and his orchestra, and the head man of Club 15, Bob Crosby. This is Del Sharbert speaking. Stay tuned for Edward R. Murrow with the news, brought to you in just a moment by Franco-American Spaghetti, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce.
F.A. Franco-American. F.A. Franco-American. F.A. Franco-American. It's got that extra good sauce.
Franco-American Spaghetti, the spaghetti with the extra good sauce, brings you Edward R. Murrow. You've got a first-rate lunch dish all ready for your table anytime you've got Franco-American Spaghetti handy on your shelf.